On Monday, Attorney General Eric Holder will make his first visit to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He's playing a leading role in the Obama administration's plans to close the prison camp there. At least some of the detainees will be released, and that raises questions about where to send them. Among those already scheduled for release are 17 ethnic Uyghurs from China. The U.S. has determined the men are not enemy combatants, and they do not pose a threat to the U.S. China regards the men as terrorists and wants them sent home. American officials are concerned the Uyghurs could be jailed and tortured in China. And as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the case exposes deep political differences between the U.S. and China about counterterrorism.
In 2004 and 2005, Guantanamo detainees went before military tribunals to determine whether or not they were enemy combatants. One of the Uyghurs, a man named Hassan Anvar, explained in a written statement to the tribunal why he went to a paramilitary training camp in Afghanistan before being captured and handed over to the U.S. "I went there so I could train to fight against the Chinese, not against the Americans," Anvar said. "I have no reason to fight against the U.S." Most of the Uyghurs had similar explanations. They were either fleeing or resisting Chinese government repression in their homeland in China's Xinjiang province. It was this explanation and a lack of other evidence that finally convinced the U.S. government that the Uyghurs were no longer enemy combatants. Li Wei is a counterterrorism expert at the China Institutes for Contemporary International Relations, a government think tank in Beijing. He says the U.S. decision smacks of a double standard.
What would the American government think if China sheltered people who threatened America's national security? They would probably see it as a provocation towards the U.S.
Li says the men are all members of the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, which Beijing and Washington have listed as a terrorist organization linked to al-Qaeda. The Uyghurs all deny any connection to the organization. And the U.S. will probably ignore Beijing's request to send the Uyghurs back to China for fear that they might be imprisoned and tortured there. Li Wei finds that a bit rich.
What is completely laughable is that the Americans have already tortured detainees at Guantanamo, but then they say that these detainees might be tortured if returned to other countries.
That the U.S. may be willing to harbor men who wanted training to fight China says a lot about the mistrust and political differences between the two nations and the tentative nature of their cooperation on counterterrorism. Gardner Bovingdon is an expert on the Uyghurs at Indiana University in Bloomington. He says that Uyghur political views run the gamut, from Islamism to nationalism, peaceful to violent resistance, and autonomy to independence. But Beijing commonly lumps all of these views under its definition of terrorism.
The war on terror dramatically changed the playing field for anti-state movements around the world because it provided an opportunity for even very oppressive governments to label anti-state movements of any sort as terrorist movements.
We are one of those peoples who became terrorists for demanding our legitimate rights from the authoritarian Chinese government.
Alim Saitoff was once a Uyghur official in Xinjiang. Today, he's Secretary General of the Uyghur Association of America. His group portrays Uyghurs to appeal to American concepts of freedom fighters and minority rights.
We expect American support on this side to put more pressure on the Chinese government so that the Chinese government will respect our culture, our language, our way of life, and also respect the so-called Uyghur autonomy.
Some Uyghurs have hoped that the U.S. might intervene in Xinjiang the way it helped Albanians in Kosovo a decade ago. But Gardner Bovingdon says U.S. economic and geopolitical interests in China outweigh any such possibility.
The executive, I will venture to say, will never do anything to put pressure on China actually to change the autonomy regime in Xinjiang, and it will certainly never do anything like what the United States did in Kosovo.
Wednesday's ruling by a federal appeals court said that it was up to the executive branch, not the judicial, to decide whether the Uyghurs could stay in the U.S. The Uyghur supporters say this gives the Obama administration an opportunity to set an important precedent in the resettlement of detainees. It would also be a small step, supporters say, in making up for the Uyghurs' 7 years of wrongful imprisonment in Guantanamo Bay. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.